Thursday, October 5th, 2006, Minnesota Wild versus Colorado Avalanche. Regular season game number two.
Volski, quick passing for Stamkos again. Wonderful shot block. Follow-up score! To the roof! One of the youngsters cashing in. Point. U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hejduk. Through the crease. Score! Joe Sakic!
Marty Turco in the Dallas net right now, and he has an answer for everything.
Hello and welcome to Avscast episode number 11, the Minnesota Wild versus the Colorado Avalanche. This was Minnesota Wild's season opener at home, the Avs' second game, and it was obviously away. I do have a few corrections from the last podcast. I did mention in the podcast it was episode 11. That was false. This is episode 11. Also, I did get some facts. The Avs have had 485, that's every game, sellouts at the Pepsi Center. So that's the longest current streak, and I think it's second place overall. Also, yesterday, part of the reason why the Avs lost is because the timing on the penalty clock, it didn't start till 30 seconds into overtime. So when the guy got out of the box, the clock actually said 30 seconds left in the penalty. So I would suspect that's some of the reason why the Avs lost. But what's done is done. They can't go back and call it off because of that. So we will get right into the game recap.
This is the moment that I live for. I can smell the ocean air. Here I am, pouring my heart onto these.
Hello and welcome to the first period review. The Avs played pretty good, so did the Wild. The Wild did get one goal, and the Avs got none. So that was the only downside. The Avs were pretty good. They didn't come close to their 22 shots that they did get yesterday. But all in all, it was a pretty good period with the Wild getting one goal. The Avs did have a few saves and a few good chances. So I'll play some of that for you right now.
Into the behind the net. Wild got a chance, a shot, and a save made by Budaj. All of a sudden, the puck came out front, and the Wild had a chance.
Now, Minnesota did have a pretty lucky goal. They shot it, and it hit Budaj, bounced up, and the guy just whacked it in. So I'll play that one for you also.
Chasing the puck, he's 92, and the pass goes off his skate. Shot, save, bouncing puck, and scored by Radivojevic. Russo Radivojevic. Boy, he had a lot of time to knock down that bouncing puck and get the shot by Budaj. Minnesota has scored their first goal of the season, and they lead this game.
So that's the main stuff that happened in that period. There was a few small chances for the Avs and a few for Minnesota. I would have expected two or three of the Avs' shots to go, and they were pretty nice. But Fernandez, pretty good goalie, almost as good as Turco. But then again, we weren't playing as good as we were yesterday. But we'll see how that is in the second period. We did play pretty good yesterday in the second period, but that was out of character, really, for the last 15 games. So we'll see how they do there. And that's about it for the first period, and we'll go on to the second period. Hello and welcome to the second period recap. This was a good period for both teams. Minnesota did start it out on a good note, scoring within 30 seconds of the start of the period. Pretty nice goal. So that put the Avs down by two. But if you recall to yesterday night, the Avs were winning by two, and they lost it. So let's hope that happens to the Avs today, and they win. So I'll get that recording playing right now.
Power play opportunities, two shots, weren't able to score. Minnesota's goal has, with an even strength, put in front, score! Marian Gaber! Radivojevic, who scored the first goal of the game, makes a brilliant pass down low, and Gaber slapped it in for his first of the season.
and the Wild have a 2-0 lead. I think they found a line.
The Avs went on to get a few penalties, but one of them was quite beneficial, seeing as Brad Richardson was going up to get a puck. He stole it right off the Minnesota guy's stick, who was in the neutral zone, took it up, breakaway, and it almost looked as if he was going to miss, but he got it in by the closest bit. Like, it like hit the post and went in around it, so it was that close to being out.
Hook to the corner. Mike Gabbert, nice pass. Hunt, great save made by Budaj. Peter Budaj got over in a hurry and kicked that away. Breakaway chance for Richardson, shorthanded. He scores! Brad Richardson has cut the lead in half with his first goal of the season. It's a shorthanded goal for Brad Richardson.
So that got the Avs back in the game, and for the rest of the period, they were pretty good. They had quite a few chances. It was almost looking like the second period against Dallas, where they were pretty good, but Dallas countered that. So let's hope the third period they can get a few goals and prevent Minnesota from getting any goals, or at least they get more goals in Minnesota so we can tie and get a point. I mean, I'd rather have a point than no points, but 2 points would be amazing. So we'll be back in 30 minutes with the third period recap.
I watch how the moon sits in the sky on a dark night, shining with the light.
Hello, and welcome back to the third period recap. Let's see. The Avs had a good comeback towards the middle. About the same time as Richardson scored his first goal, he put on his second one. That was a beautiful goal, and I'll let you listen to it because it was just so beautiful.
The penalty, no call, and the Avs moved to offense. Richardson, shoot, scores! Brad Richardson has tied the game at 2. His second goal of the game. He roofed that one in the top corner on his walk wing, and the Avs have come back to tie it, and everybody smiled.
Well, here. So that was mainly what happened this period. There were quite a few chances by the Avs to score, and it's just they're getting a lot better as it goes on, which is reverse to yesterday. They were getting worse as they went on, and considering that they didn't go to sleep till 3 a.m., they didn't get to Minnesota till like 2 to 2:30 a.m., that's pretty good to be doing that. So let's just hope that the Avs can pull it off in the overtime, and if not, a shootout. So we are guaranteed to have 2 points by the end of tonight, hopefully 3.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. Yeah.
Ready?
Let's go.
Can I get an encore? Do you want?
Hello, welcome back. Overtime just ended with Minnesota getting a pretty nice goal, went right between Budaj's pads. So a little bit disappointing, but they did come back, so that's good. They did get a point. So, you know, it was kind of good, so better than nothing, which we could have come very close to. Minnesota was extremely good today, but what can you expect? It's their home opener, and the Avs plane didn't get into Minnesota till 3 a.m., so I'll just play that recording for you right now.
Shot, score! It's over! Minnesota has won it. Todd White on the ice beats Peter Budaj low, and the Minnesota Wild have won the game. But the Avs do pick up an important point tonight, down 2-0 in the second period, Peter. Give the Avs credit.
I was kind of disappointed by that. But then when you think about it, they did come back from being behind 2-0. So to get a point out of that is great. So that's about it for our game recap. And we'll just go on to the regular housekeeping stuff.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
And welcome back. So usual stuff. You can email us feedback@askcast.com. Just give us your comments. Right now we're looking into doing a condensed version of this podcast, just a doctored down version of all the audio clips you heard, and then just a little bit of commentary from us. So it shouldn't be more than 5 minutes. Also, you can go to our show notes and our forms. Just look in the podcast info, and you'll see the URLs. That's about it for today. We did get the audio clips from Altitude. So that's about it. And until Sunday, have a great time.